All right, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn, back with you today with a legislative update, talking with Bray Haven, contract lobbyist with American Farmers and Ranchers. And Bray, first of all, I think this may be our first time to catch up with the folks at AFR. Tell us a little bit about what your priorities have been with this legislative session here in 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually new to the AFR team. There was a presidential election for AFR back in February at the convention. Scott blew ball and had some turnover. And Scott's the new president. Excited to be working with him and the whole team over at AFR on legislative issues. Really, our priorities for this session have been just monitor and make sure that kind of our mainstays are safe, our ag sales tax exemption, things like that. We really wanted to prioritize rural health care. And then there were a few exciting things that popped up early in session that we were excited to see cross the finish line. I know some of the other ag groups have mentioned the cap on non-economic damages. That was a big early win for the agriculture community. And then industrial hemp, and we can dive into that a little more if you'd like. But it's been an exciting legislative session, a new administration, not only within AFR, but at the Capitol. The state administration, I've been great to work with him. Really excited to see what he's going to do for Oklahoma, and specifically rural Oklahoma and our farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I feel like just talking with all the different farm groups that we've been discussing things with lately is that overall, it's been a pretty good year for agriculture here in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. It's been, I hate to use this term, but a little smooth sailing. A few hiccups here and there on some legislation, but the whole agricultural community has been working together and working together well, and that's exciting for our state, and that's exciting for rural Oklahoma.
So you had kind of mentioned there up front about the industrial hemp bill that's been out there. I know that's kind of been batted around a little bit here this session with, I believe it came out of committee there at one point and looked like it was going to pass on through, but then threw it back to committee with FSA bringing up a few issues. Can you kind of specify what those issues were and just kind of where we're at with it right now?
Yeah, so industrial hemp is a really exciting issue, really exciting opportunity for our farmers here in Oklahoma to be able to grow a new crop. We saw a bill pass a few weeks back and signed by the governor that transitioned us that allowed us to transition when the new rules are promulgated with USDA from the pilot program into just the hemp program. So that bill passed. That gave the Department of Ag the ability to submit our plan when the time comes to do that and be able to grow. But then there's been a few questions from farmers in regards to FSA and if they can continue to get those payments. And so we're really just waiting on the federal government to come out with those rules. But here in the state, there's a cleanup bill still in conference committee that's going to clear up some of that stuff, we hope, on the FSA side that will allow our farmers to go ahead and grow this year.
Yeah, and of course, that's got to happen here in a pretty tight time frame, right? Because the planting window for that is actually coming up pretty quick here, maybe like in the next 10 or 15 days. So yep. As I understand it, they have made an emergency clause in part with this bill, correct?
Yeah, there was an emergency on the original bill that was already signed. And then this cleanup language, that was one of the reasons it had to go back to conferences. It was just kind of a Scribner's error, and they didn't have the emergency clause on there. So that's got to get on there. That way we're ready to go for this planting season, but we need to get that thing done quick so they can get the seed in the ground.
And you anticipate that's going to happen?
I do anticipate that bill will pass and that the governor will sign it. We're hopeful.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a good opportunity for our farmers for this year and going forward.
Good deal. Infrastructure, I know, is one area that's come up, and I know that Oklahoma, especially our rural communities, could certainly use an update when it comes to our roads and bridges and things like that. So we did happen to get some help with that, though, correct?
Yeah, we got a little help in the past budget cuts. Legislature has used some of the funds that were in the county road and bridge funds to kind of fill some budget holes, and they replaced some of that money this year. We were really happy to see that. About $30 million back into their county road and bridge budget for the state of Oklahoma. And so that'll give them an opportunity to work on some deficit bridges, and as we continue to see our infrastructure improve across the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. And before we turned on the mic, I know that you had said that rural health care has also been a major priority for AFR. are, and obviously that's something that a lot of folks depend upon and are looking to improve here in the state. So what did we manage to get out of this session in terms of rural health care?
Yeah, there's actually there've been lots of talk about it. The governor's mentioned it as a priority of his, and health care has been a very big topic in general. But one bill in particular that's still out there that we'd like to see passed and signed is it's actually Senate Bill 746, but it would give students who graduate from medical school here in Oklahoma who go back out and practice in rural Oklahoma a tax credit. And so that I think that would be a good incentive to recruit doctors back out to rural Oklahoma, just kind of a small piece of the puzzle, but a good start. And we're hopeful that that bill will pass and be signed by the governor.
Right now, things are kind of slowing down as far as the legislative side goes. We've entered into that budget phase already, starting as of last week, I believe. So where are we right now in those talks? I know that senators and representatives out there have been kind of batting around the idea of another teacher pay raise. Is that something that they're seriously talking about right now?
Yeah, as things kind of wrap up at the Capitol this year, they're finalizing budget details. From things that I'm hearing and seeing from the legislators up there, they're getting really close. Right now, there seems to be a small disagreement on where to spend the education dollars, whether it's direct teacher pay raise or whether it just goes into the formula and the local districts can decide where to use that. I'm hopeful that the legislature will come up with a compromise and figure out exactly what they want to do, and they'll get the budget passed and finished with this legislative session. So.
Yeah. Obviously, that's going to be a big sticking point there, is that teacher pay raise. But is there anything specifically that you guys are watching from an AFR perspective through this budget process that will actually affect rural Oklahoma more directly, I suppose?
Yeah, our members have visited with me about making sure that Extension is funded, and I think we'll see maybe a little bit of funding for Extension in this budget. How that's going to be done, I don't know for sure, but we're hopeful that happens when I talk to our members about specific budget issues.
Mm-hmm. So, and I believe there was some talk in the legislature this year where a resolution did come out in support of the Extension. So they're obviously seeing quite a bit of support out there from that.
Yeah, the legislature has realized it is an issue, and hopefully some of that's addressed in this budget cycle.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, you think this session's going to be wrapping up here pretty quick, probably in the next week or so. Is that right?
There's always rumors of early signy die, but it does look like maybe the 24th, but we'll see. There's always rumors, but who knows what'll end up happening. It'll just kind of depend on budget negotiations, but we were actually really excited to have 2 weeks ago had over 100 members out at the Capitol, of our AFR members out and participate and meet with their legislators and talk with them about issues that are important with them at our AFR day at the Capitol. And so we hope to have a strong presence going forward and continue to have our rural voice of the American farmers and ranchers be heard at the Capitol and staying involved up there.
That's Bray Haven, contract lobbyist with the American Farmers and Ranchers here in Oklahoma. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Carson Horn reporting.